Inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Chifuri records major development gains through CDF. Fawesa GCE Pathway Programs opens university doors for 750 learners. In international news, Nigerian Tinubu sacks finance minister in cabinet reshuffle. And in sports news, Nola Habta lands UEFA job as far as questions commitment. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority has reported notable progress in enhancing transparency and efficiency in public procurement during the first quarter of 2026, largely driven by the continued implementation of the electronic government procurement system. The GPT program, which became mandatory in April 2024, in line with the Public Procurement Act, has seen increased uptake across the country following strengthened enforcement measures and sustained stakeholder engagement. Speaking during a media briefing, ZPPA Director General Gloria Ngoma disclosed that 18,994 tenders were published on the EGPT system by 533 procuring entities in the first quarter alone, while 2,388 new suppliers were registered. She added that more than 181,000 tenders have been published and over 79,000 suppliers registered since the system was rolled out. To support this growth, the authority conducted training programs that reached 281 suppliers across 9 provinces and provided assistance to more than 11,000 users through its help desk.
Furthermore, procuring entities are required to submit statutory reports to the authority. Failure to comply with any provisions of the Public Procurement Act is an offence. Update on the cancellation and contract termination. Ladies and gentlemen, ZPPA reviews reports on the cancellation of procurement proceedings to ensure that procuring entities follow the provisions outlined in Section 69 of the Public Procurement Act. In the first quarter of 2026, 36 procurement cancellation reports were reviewed from various procuring entities. The common reasons for cancellation included bids exceeding the allocated budget amount.
The Zambian government is facing growing calls to ensure that any decision to uplift the night travel ban is firmly grounded in data and empirical evidence. The restriction was originally introduced in response to serious safety concerns, including high rate of road accidents at night, driver's fatigue among public service vehicles operators, poor visibility on adequately light roads, weak enforcement of traffic regulations, and increased criminal activities targeting night travelers. Observers are now questioning whether these risks have been adequately addressed to justify reversing the measure. Antonio Mourinho Mwanza, president of the Democratic Party, has cautioned that police inconsistency risks undermining public confidence. He notes that the ban was implemented due to clear life-threatening dangers and argues that lifting it without proven improvement in road safety, enforcement, infrastructure and security risks concerns about public safety.
Policy inconsistency erodes public confidence. You cannot impose a restriction because of clear life-threatening risks, then lift it without addressing those same risks that made you impose the ban. We propose the following going forward, and this is a rational, balanced approach. Number one, government must allow 24-hour operations for local public transport where distances are shorter, safer, and easier to monitor. Number two, government must permit cargo and goods transport to move freely across long distances to drive the economic activity. Number three, government should only lift the ban on long-distance passenger travel at night after fixing the root causes. That includes road safety, lack of enforcement.
The Veteran Association of Zambia has opened its 82 annual general meeting and scientific conference in Lusaka under the theme Veterinary Professions, Guidelines of Food and Healthy, recognizing VET as frontline guidance of food, health and livelihood. Speaking during the opening of the conference, Veterinary Association of Zambia President Malcolm Chioba has explained that this year's theme reflects the central and evolving role of the veterinary profession in safeguarding animal health, public health, food safety, livelihood, and national development. Dr. Chioba has noted that veterinary professions work at the interface of animal production, diseases prevention, ecosystem, and microbial stewardship, wildlife conventions, and One Health action. He has described the conference as an important platform for knowledge exchange, critical reflections and professional collaboration, bringing together researchers, practitioners, scholars, regulations and students to strengthen the sector and reinforce veterinary sciences' contribution to food security, economic resilience and human well-being.
It brings together researchers, practitioners, academicians, regulators, and students whose work strengthens the veterinary sector and reinforces the contribution of veterinary science to food security, economic resilience, and human well-being. I extend sincere appreciation to all authors and presenters for sharing their work to the scientific platform and organizing committees for their diligence, and of course to our partners and stakeholders for their continued support. Your participation enriches this meeting and advances the collective vision of a stronger, more responsive and resilient veterinary profession in Zambia.
The Forum for African Women's Educationalists of Zambia, FAWEZA, has announced the enrollment of 750 participants into its GEC Pathways programs aimed at giving marginalized young people a second chance to access tertiary education. Speaking during a media briefing, FAWEZA Executive Director Constantine Kachele says the initiative is part of the second chance pathways for increased access to tertiary education for marginalized young women, project supported by the Mastercard Foundation through FAWE Africa. Mr. Kantele has explained that the program is targeting young people who failed to meet direct university entry requirements, especially those from rural and peri-urban areas who often struggle to obtain the required 5 credits, including English and mathematics. He says out of the 750 enrolled learners, 609 are female, representing 80%, while 149 are male, accounting for 20%.
Of these learners that we have enrolled, 609 are female, representing 80% of the total enrollment, while 149 are male, representing 20%. Further, 40 learners are persons with disabilities, accounting for 5%, and 27 are refugees, representing 4%. These figures, ladies and gentlemen, reflect our deliberate effort to ensure inclusivity and equity regarding access to education. And indeed, this makes us live the principle of leaving no one behind.
The Member of Parliament for Chifuwu constituency has highlighted significant development gains achieved through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, attributing the progress to increased funding under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema. Speaking to Wonder Radio News Desk, Mr. Lloyd Lubosha explained gratitude to the head of state, noting that the enhanced CDF has enabled the constituency to finance a wide range of community projects since 2022, positioning Chifuwu among the leading constituencies in terms of CDF implementation and utilization. Mr. Lubosha stated that the constituency has recorded notable progress in infrastructure development, particularly in education and justice delivery. He explained that several classrooms blocks have been constructed across different schools, while Chifuru has also become one of the first constituencies on the Copper Belt to establish a local magistrate court.